not.
I had sworn to uphold my mother's faith, and it commanded me to honor my parents. Helsba would never be mother to me, but I couldn't strike the woman my father had chosen as wife. I certainly couldn't kill her. As if she knew my thoughts, Helsba slapped me a second time. Lift the rug, or are you deaf as well as addled? I tasted blood in my mouth, in my heart. She is not my mother. Leave us, little sister. Teasai looked up into my face and then fled. Helsba smiled at me as if she knew and enjoyed my dilemma. Lift the rug, Rahab, and show me this secret work you do when you should be weaving. Although it tore at me to do it, I lifted one leg and brought my foot down hard and heavy upon the rug's bulge. Pain speared through my soul, and sun-dried clay cracked. Do you mean this rug? My stepmother's gaze followed the sound, and her fat cheeks reddened. Show what you hide, now, or I shall call for the rod. Helsba was on her third rod. She had broken the first two on my back. I had never before invited pain upon myself. Indeed, I had done much to avoid it. But something inside me had broken, like her rods. She was a stupid pig of a woman, and I wasn't going to be afraid of her any more. Oh, little mother, please do not beat me, I said, my plea delivered in an insolent drawl. At the same time, I casually shifted my weight, grinding the broken pieces under the rug until I felt them crumble. Distantly, I felt grateful that I hadn't baked them, or I wouldn't have been able to destroy them so easily. I only wish to please you. Helsba finally saw that I had no intention of lifting the rug, no matter what she threatened to do, and knocked me aside. She yanked back the edge. My tablets, each carefully inscribed by Jezeri's own hand, had been reduced to unreadable gravel. You might piece them back together, I said. Should I fetch the glue? She jerked up her head, and lines of hatred formed around her nose and mouth. You will not dwell another day under my roof. It is my father's roof, I informed her, feeling oddly calm, and you do not decide who lives here. This time she would complain too much, too loudly, and my father would see her for what she was and cast her aside.